Today, I have the wonderful opportunity to talk with the membership director at International Association of Yoga Therapists and also the marketing and communications manager. And this is so important for our field that we get to know each other. We know where we can get support and help. We know where we can connect on social media, who we can call if there's something that we're needing. So just to meet both Kelly and Marita today is number one, a great opportunity to get to know them a little bit and to see how open they are to connecting with you. I think sometimes when there's a big organization, it just feels like this wall that you can't get over to talk to a human being and get your needs met. And I think after today, you'll really feel comfortable with both Kelly and Marita, and you'll know these are human beings that are here to help you. So some of the things that we talk about today are all the beautiful things on the two websites, but then we really go into the Symposium of Yoga Therapy and Research Conference that's coming up, and it's every June. It's our national conference that happens every June. So today we talk all about that and how much of that conference is around connection with one another. And after we get into that, we talk about the 2024 keynote speakers. And even if you're listening to this podcast later, like years later, just know that a lot of those speakers will have a package where you can go back and purchase it after the fact because these teachings are timeless. And so much of what I've heard in 2010, 2012, 2015, it actually, a lot of it still applies because of the ancient teachings that give us our foundation. So even if you're listening to this later, you can always go back to the AYT websites and find a lot of those keynote speakers packaged in a way that you can still listen. Then we go into the Symposium of Yoga Research. That's the fall conference that IAYT has every year. And for many, many years, that's been at Kripalu Center of Health and Yoga. And that's in Massachusetts. And it is remarkable to go spend a long weekend at Kripalu. So we always have a conference in June. We always have one around October-ish. And they're both wonderful. If you can't go this year, get it on your calendar. So we always announce those dates a long time in advance. And we would love to see you. If not this year, put it on your calendar for the upcoming years. All right, everyone, let's get in there and meet these two lovely ladies. Welcome to the Yoga Therapy Hour, Season 7. Our goal with this podcast is to help you remember the goodness in life. Remember the goodness inside of you. Remember the goodness inside of everyone else. This world has been so challenging for many years now, and I think we need a reminder that it's going to be okay. We're going to be okay. We can trust ourselves to make it through this challenging life. And this podcast is your reminder. Each and every week, we have a special guest who's going to come here and remind you it's going to be okay. We got this together. Welcome to Marita and Kelly. We're so happy to have you both here. You're helping with IAYT, the International Association of Yoga Therapists. So, Marita, let's start with you and tell us what your title is and what you do with IAYT.
Thank you so much, Amy. It's wonderful to be here because I'm an avid listener of your podcast. Yeah, I really love it. So it's wonderful to be a part of it. So, name is Marita Greenidge, and I am IAYT's marketing and communications manager. I would have joined, I think it's probably like May 2022. The role that I have there is essentially helping IAYT to advance yoga therapy from this marketing perspective. And that is communicating to our membership. So allowing them to understand what it is that we do, how we are helping to advance yoga therapy, what the organization is doing. So part of that is also communicating internally, right? So to your members. And then the other bit of that is communicating to audiences outside of our membership, helping people to understand what is yoga therapy. So that's essentially my role there. I'm the one who will formulate that plan for marketing our conferences, membership, all that kind of thing, and then executing that.
Wow, that is a big job. I feel like I can't even imagine how challenging that must be and how much time it must take to do both internal and external communications. So thanks, Marita. Kelly, tell us all about what you do as a membership coordinator.
Sure thing, Amy. Thank you. As membership coordinator, some of the places that I can be seen around IAYT are answering your questions. You know, anyone that writes in with general membership questions or needs help navigating the website, I'm often the one to help with that. And I really enjoy that interaction and getting to meet the members and assist them with whatever they need. I also work closely with the Member Schools Committee. I'm the staff liaison to that committee. And we put on an annual meeting of schools at SITAR. We also host town halls for schools throughout the year. And I host another group, which is the Up and Coming Yoga Therapist Sangha. This group is intended for students and yoga therapists who are new to the profession, just kind of getting started and getting established in their practice. Anyone can attend, though. It is open to all members, so you don't have to fit into. You can be an established yoga therapist and come to the Up and Coming Yoga Therapist Sangha. We welcome all. I also do a lot of other random things at IAYT, kind of as a Jane of all trades. So I just like to help out, and I happen to know random things about the website and publications. So that's
okay. I'll be calling you. Are there these up and coming meetings? Is there a schedule of those, or do people just call you to say, hey, when's the next one?
The general schedule, we usually host one around November. The last one was November 29th, I believe. And then one around March. And then we do a live in-person one at SITAR on Friday nights during the special interest groups and alumni groups meeting time. I host an in-person one, so I get to connect with people there too.
Great. Well, you also mentioned the website, and I just have to say to both of you, because I'm sure you both worked so hard on this, it has been a journey from several years ago, and it is looking beautiful. It is functional. It is so easy to use. I'm just overjoyed now because the old website, or maybe this is the same website that got transformed, I'm not sure, but it's just so well structured and so easy to use. So I want to thank you both, because that's a heavy, heavy lift to get the website looking and functioning well. So thank you.
Thank you. What I would like to add there, Amy, I'm actually glad you brought that up, because part of all of our roles is like trying to find ways that we can help everything function more efficiently. So it's like, how are members or anyone else going to interact with anything with IAYT? And we try to move through that process. So it happens bit by bit, because we all have like a lot of, on our plates, but we're always thinking about how can I move this forward a little bit to make the experience better?
Mm-hmm. We are also hoping to make an upgrade in the near future. So what you showed was the kind of like the public side of our website, and you get a different view when you're signed into the members portion of the site. And we're hoping to get an upgrade sometime this year. We're hoping that it's optimized for mobile devices, which the current signed in interface is not. And we just hope it'll have a little more modern look on the backside for members who are signed in and be easier to use and navigate.
Right. So that site is www.iayt.org. But as long as we're on the topic, we might as well educate our members and everyone listening that there's also a public facing website, which is www.yogatherapy.health. So could you just tell us very briefly about this one? Because this one is where I would think, Marita, your interface with people out there who are still learning what yoga therapy is, I think this is where they actually would need to go.
Yeah, so this website is actually like an important tool for us. The initial website, iayt.org, that is for our memberships or people who are generally interested in yoga therapy. This is for the wider public and helping them. They're still interested in yoga therapy going here, of course, but this is for the wider public to help them to understand what is yoga therapy. So we imagine someone going to IAYT.org already has that understanding of yoga therapy. But in this space, we try to break it down a little bit more so that people can walk into that space and say, okay, this seems interesting. So where we have a newsletter that goes out to our membership, and we've now expanded that to include non-members as well. So once you have an interest in yoga therapy, you can sign up for that. We also have a newsletter going out from yogatherapy.health to the general public to explain concepts about yoga therapy. So if you go into there, you see how everything is broken down, and you can go into the various areas to just get that understanding. And the website, the e-news that we send out connected to this are articles from our blog post. So if you think about it, whenever you are in a particular field, you know, if you're in business, you're in marketing, you have your jargon that you use, you know, you have your terms you use, and the average person will not necessarily understand what it is that you may mean. So we try to break that down a lot more on yogatherapy.health to make that more accessible to help people truly understand.
You can also search the yogatherapy.health website if a person comes wanting to learn more about yoga therapy for a specific condition like anxiety or scoliosis. They can enter those search terms and pull up blog posts or articles that might match those results.
Great. Love that. And very importantly, I get this question all the time. Where can I find a yoga therapist near me? Do you want to talk about that for a moment?
This just links to our member directory. So any CIAYT and member of IAYT would be listed here unless they opt out of being available in the public search. So you can search if you're looking for someone by name or by state, by area code, and you'll pull up. I would say you'll get the best results if you search just broadly for Minnesota, and then if you know people in your area, because the zip code search is kind of limiting. Let's see. Oh, there's someone.
There you go.
That's funny.
Well, I wonder if you haven't switched my profile, so I'm not showing up in Minnesota. Not on my list of things to do. I don't even show up. My goodness. All right. Well, thank you, ladies, for introducing yourselves and just helping us to navigate the websites. I think a lot of people don't even know that second website exists. Although you're working so hard, there's just so much to do. A lot of people don't realize that this could be a 10, 20, 30 year endeavor where we're all gently pushing forward within our capacity in a sustainable way to bring yoga therapy to the world professionally.
I often think of it as a group effort with everyone involved. We help to guide, we help to provide tools. So we have something that explains what is yoga therapy. So we'll provide these tools. You don't have to essentially be a yoga therapist, because I'm not going through a program, but I'm a yoga instructor, you know, but I'm still part of this. I have an interest in yoga therapy. I like to talk about it. I like to help introduce people to it, because in marketing, everything is about the touch points. It's why people do advertising. You say that message once, and then they kind of hear it, maybe not so much, but you have to keep repeating and repeating and repeating until, you know, it kind of cements. And if you stop, people forget. So you have to keep going and going. That's just how it works with human beings. And we have so many distractions. So it's like, how are you constantly staying like top of mind? So that's why I think it's all of us in this together who are passionate about what it is that we're doing, and we understand how this can help to make a difference overall in the world. And we just want to share. We want to let everyone know.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, ladies. Well, the real reason we're here, that was wonderful, but the real reason we're here is that there is a very special conference that happens once a year. It's our professional conference called SITAR, the Symposium of Yoga Therapy and Research. I don't know if we'll have a little time to talk about SYR, which is always in the fall, but SITAR in 2024, and people could be listening to this podcast for years after 2024. Let's just keep that in mind. So I'd also like to talk talk in broader terms that sitar is offered mainly like every second week of June or third week of June, somewhere in that area. So that's been consistently since I remember back in 2007 or eight, we've been always having that second or third week of June. So this year it's at the Scottsdale Plaza Resort and Villas in Arizona. So who wants to start off and tell us what we can expect from sitar and why we should consider going?
So the way that we see it is this unique platform that helps to bring together professionals, researchers, enthusiasts in the field of yoga therapy. So for us, it's really crucial for fostering these collaborations, for sharing research findings, and just advancing the understanding of the application of yoga in that therapeutic context. So it's a space for everyone to gather and exchange ideas. You know, that's what we're thinking about towards what I would have mentioned before, this togetherness and helping to advance yoga therapy as this recognized health professions, because this is a practical aspect. So it's really looking at evidence-based practices and just maintaining the highest standard of education, ensuring that you have this continued development of therapy as a holistic approach to healthcare. So we like to think of it as gathering and learning from each other, a place to understand, to apply like these theories. And it's great for professional development because you get 22 CE credits.
But it's all your CEs in one place.
You can get all your CEs just by going, and you have that added benefit of all the networking, finding out about latest trends, tools, tech, you know, all this kind of stuff. And then you have these beautiful morning practices, and we always try to choose beautiful locations. So Scottsdale, Arizona, very beautiful in the desert and stuff like that. And this opportunity for restoration and rejuvenation. So that's how we kind of think of it when people are thinking about sitar. Why is it important? Why we think it's important to host this conference every year?
And also the thing I've loved about it is I get to go see my friends every year, my friends that are so passionate about what I love. I get on a high there. Like, I can't even sleep because it's so fun. Not only am I inspired intellectually and, you know, all the practices, but just to hang out with people that I love.
Exactly. And for us, that's why it's so cool for us too, because all of it is remote work for us. We exist in a virtual space. So it's a coming together for this stuff. And then all the people that we might interact with just like on the computer answering questions. So you go there and it's like, oh, you're who I was talking to kind of thing. So it's great. And for me, it's going to be wonderful if I get to see some of my colleagues that are part of my yoga therapy training program as well. So sitar is going to be means something even more special for me this year.
Kelly, I have a question. Is there any part of it that's offered online in case somebody couldn't come in person?
Yes, this year we are in an effort to make the conference more accessible. We are going to be recording some pieces. So it's not going to be live online, which we did a couple years ago in Chicago, and it was a massive undertaking for our small staff. We're going to be recording the general and keynote sessions, and those will be available, you know, after all of the kind of final editing and packaging and making them nice. Those will be available after the conference.
Wonderful. I can add to that as well, because expanding on that idea of accessibility, thinking, because you'll be able to get CEs from this recorded package as well, but we are looking into having it broken into sections. So it's not like, you know, sitar, you're going, you're paying for that entire conference. So perhaps you might just want a section, you might not be able to do the entire thing. We're looking at that as well.
That is so great. I mean, I have people contact me all the time saying, I need my CEs, and financially times have been tough. Is there any way you can help reduce the price or sliding scale? And of course, I think IYT is very committed to making sure everyone can participate.
I think this also leads into the fact that we also have tuition assistance. So we have it for these various groups. So I'm not sure if we put it out there, but again, I'm not sure if everyone always tends to see everything that's out there. But you can reach out to us if you feel like you are not in a position to cover the entire cost. So we have PGM, we have World Bank. I can't remember the others that I may be missing. But in any case, if you feel that you need tuition assistance, reach out to us. And we always ask that you think of being fair in this process. If you're in a position that you can pay, because we want to be fair to our presenters. It does cost a bit to put this on. We want to make sure that we can do this for the membership. So if you're in a position to do that, please go ahead and do that. If you're not, reach out to us. We will see how best we can assist you. And we do this on a case-by-case basis.
Great. So Marita, I just want to let our people who are maybe even watching this on YouTube, because we have the video version over there, that if you go to the 2024 CITAR conference tab on the IAYT.org website, there's a place where it says register. And I found that. And right there, it tells all the different ways that people can participate, especially if their financial stability is not where they would like it to be at this time.
And what I'll also add is that we have savings for program directors and their students of accredited programs. So if your program, you can save, there's $100 off, right? In addition to the $100 you save if you register early and you're a member, so you get this discount.
Is that new? I've never seen that before.
It's not new. So we do send it out. We send it out to the program directors. So this year, what I'm doing as well is I'm sending it out more frequently. Because sometimes things get missed in inbox. Remember that same thing when I say competing for so much attention, we are all so busy, but we've actually been doing this for quite some time. So we're trying to make sure that we build the awareness for this. So frequency of having people understand and know this, and that these options are out here for you, because you're already taking up funds to do a program. So we can understand that it might be a little difficult for you. So that's why we try to facilitate this as well.
The discount for the program directors and students of an accredited program, it's not exactly new, but I think last year was the first year that we implemented that. And we're happy to say that several people took advantage of it. And that means that more people can be with us and experience the conference.
Yeah. That's amazing. Well, I'll have to look into that. You know, sometimes when those $100 off emails come through, I just thought it was the early bird $100 off, right? So I don't think I've put together, oh, that's an additional $100 off.
I'm so glad you said that, right? And I love talking to people. This is part of the marketing, because sometimes you have something in your head and you're talking to your colleagues all the time. But then when the reader gets it, they see it in a different way. So that helps me with repositioning my message to make sure that you don't like go like, oh, that's not that.
I already took advantage of that. You know, I'm a program director and I don't think I've ever told my students that there's a discount for them. I mean, I feel horrible saying that, but I just didn't know. So I'll be in touch, Marita.
Please.
All right. So Kelly, what are some of the new developments in CITAR 2024? And why have you created these new developments?
We really listen to the feedback that attendees of our conferences give us. And one of the most consistent pieces that we always hear is more interaction, more connection, more time for networking. So that's something we were really conscious of when we were planning this year's conference. We have Thursday afternoon roundtable sessions where we've taken two speakers with a similar topic, two presenters that have a common interest, and they each get to present. And then the attendees of those roundtables sit at roundtables where they can discuss and collaborate and really have an interactive experience. In the past, we had workshops and CIC sessions that were just in a big room where people were seated with the presenter at the front of the room. So we hope that switching it up this year is going to really promote more of that connection and networking at the conference. We built in more longer tea breaks. I think on Saturday we have an hour between sessions where we'll have chai tea and people can really mingle. Of course, we do have the reception on Thursday evening and the banquet on Saturday evening, which are great times to meet people, make new friends, see old friends. And we planned a little fun thing for Saturday night after the banquet and awards ceremony. We're going to have an open mic session so people in our community can share their other talents like singing or poetry, dance. This was something that we did when we had our online conference in 2021. It was during COVID and we had a completely virtual conference and we had people share online. And we thought, well, you know, people really liked that and people like showing their friends and colleagues their other interests and talents. So we brought that back as a little fun piece for this year. Oh, did I miss anything, Marie? It'll be fun. We're looking forward to it.
I think you got it covered.
Yeah. You know, it's meeting new people or people you've seen online or in the magazine, the Yoga Therapy Today or the IJYT, International Journal of Yoga Therapy. You know, you see people who've written articles and you kind of know who's doing what out there, but then to meet them in person and sit at a table with them or see them get up on stage and do, you know, a dance or some instrument or tell jokes, it is just a totally different deal, right?
Gosh, I am so looking forward to that aspect because, as you said, you know, you're interacting with people in this particular way. Even when we do like little gatherings with our colleagues within IAYT, it's a little lighter and you find out, oh, this person likes gardening or this person has a pet tortoise or something. So no, you're taking it to the level here where it's like, wow, I didn't know you could sing or dance like that, you know? So I think it's going to be really fun.
And I think we're still a small enough community. You know, sometimes when you go to a huge conference of like 10,000 people, it's just a sea of faces. We actually know each other. We get to talk to one another and see each other the next year. So I love that about us. I hope one day we are a large, large community, but we're really at a very sweet spot right now, I think.
I think so. And the great thing when you start and you're in this space and you forge these relationships and collaborations, you can build with a strong base. Because I think that's what you want. You don't want to be like you expand and then the base is shaky and things come tumbling down, you know? But we're forging together in united strength, you know? That's what I would say. We've also seen like when people come to Sitar and they build these relationships, they go back and sometimes work together. We've actually had some people who came back and then presented together at Sitar. All these opportunities, which is really cool.
Great. Well, let's talk about the traditional reason. We all know that the reason for going is connection, but a lot of people do love all the great speakers they can see in one place. And I just want to say that if you went to a conference or a workshop with any of these one speakers, it costs a lot of money just to go to that workshop, but you come here and you get to see so many of these top level people in one place for one price. I think that's what I always appreciated. Like, I don't know if I would fly to this place and get a hotel and pay the workshop fee, but here I can see that for so many of the top level people. So who can we see this year?
Well, I guess I'll start and I'll talk about our keynote presenters. And our first keynote is Ganesh Mohan. So Dr. Ganesh Mohan, and he's one that's really, really known throughout the yoga and yoga therapy space. So he's trained in both modern medicine and traditionally in Ayurveda. And his work focuses on the application of self-care for health and well-being in chronic health conditions and lifestyle diseases. So his talk is entitled Yoga Therapy from Tradition to the Future in the 21st Century. And essentially what I think is going to be really cool about this is he's basically going to talk about how do we incorporate these age-old principles and incorporate them into modern science and technology to move yoga therapy forward, to have this whole transformative potential and the future that it holds for holistic well-being. So I think that's really important.
One of the things I appreciate about him is he understands that we need to take these ancient teachings into a modern context. And he has a lot of really great ideas about how to make that happen.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear this, especially if you're thinking about moving into that space and you're talking about integrative health, because there's alternative and then there's integrative. So how are you going to integrate these teachings, which is then getting your healthcare professionals and stuff on board and understanding how important this is, right? And speaking their language so that they understand. So I'm really excited to hear what he has to say. And our second keynote is Shanda Hinton, and she really is like a testament to the transformative power of yoga. And she's going to be talking about her personal journey in healing after a spinal cord injury and how it became this catalyst to help her break down barriers and to fight for equal access to health and wellness. So we expect people will be inspired by how, like, Shanda tells her whole story, how everything unfolded and what she's continuing to do to pave this way and encourage this equality and accessibility.
Beautiful. She's executive director for Shanda Center for Health and Shanda Plan Foundation. Okay, who's next?
We have general sessions from Doug Keller, who many know from the yoga therapy world, Heather Mason, who's coming to us from London, UK, of the Minded Institute. Is there another general session? Let me scroll down a little bit. Nope. Maybe and Williams. There we go.
Yeah.
They are presenting the general sessions, and the keynotes are Shanda Hinton and Ganesh Mohan. And then we've got the roundtable discussions. As I mentioned before, that's kind of our area to dive deep into a topic and chat and collaborate with your other friends and new friends.
So we have Susie Amendola, who is a senior trainer with the Ornish Lifestyle Medicine Program that helps to reverse heart disease. We have Shawnee Thornton Hardy, lovely, lovely yoga therapist that works with all sorts of children with special needs. We have Michael Lee, who created Phoenix Rising Yoga Therapy, which was the first yoga therapy program I ever went through long, long ago. Stephanie Munoz, who's a yoga therapy researcher in the San Diego area from the Southern California University of Health Sciences. We have Kimberly Richardson. She's all about creating truly inclusive spaces and bringing that to yoga therapy, which, as both of you know, that's something that I feel so strongly about.
Kimberly was actually one of our SEVA Award runners-up. So she was there and received an award last year at SITAR. She's doing really good work out there.
Great. Yeah, she's providing yoga therapy in a clinical setting at the University of Alabama, Birmingham. And then we have Laura Santoro, senior yoga therapist and author of many books, and has written a poetic translation of the Bhagavad Gita. That sounds beautiful. I would love to look into that. Ellen Schaefer, you have a lot of roundtables going on here.
And each roundtable is going to have two presenters, so they're going to be paired up. Another thing that I want to point out, we have a lot of first-time presenters at SITAR this year. We really like to have it be a space where giving exposure to new, you know, not everyone is very established yoga therapists, but we want people to be out there and have their voices heard and maybe have it be a springboard for other work for them in yoga therapy and speaking.
So it's about giving that platform as well, which I don't think we had mentioned earlier, but that is actually a really important part. We really do want to provide a platform for people.
We didn't used to have that at SITAR. In the early days, felt like we had similar people who got those slots. And I have to say, I'm really appreciating that IAYT is bringing in more voices, more diversity, more equity, inclusion, belonging, and letting the newcomers also, I mean, they are the future, right? They're the ones that are going to take this forward. We need to bring people up and let them bring us up, frankly.
Yeah.
And that's part of it when you're thinking about building something. Oh, you have to hear from all the voices. If you are within a particular space, you guys might tend to think along the same lines, you know, so you need to hear these different perspectives and these different experiences, because that will help you understand, how can I take yoga therapy into these communities? What can I say that will be more receptive? It's the same way, like when you told me, oh, you sent this to me, but I wasn't reading it like that. You know, so you're going into a space with, and you're saying it like this, but they're not reading it like that because they see that as a little different. So it's important to have this wide range of voices if we are going to move forward and advance yoga therapy.
I always feel that's one thing I love about working with the up and coming yoga therapist sangha. I'm always so inspired by these students and new yoga therapists who are, you know, so passionate and so innovative. And I'm just thinking, like, it really breathes life into the profession and passion, and they inspire me so much and just really validate the work that we all do in the yoga therapy space.
Oh, right, Kelly. I mean, I consider myself kind of an old timer now, strangely. And, you know, I was lifting heavy lift for a long time and I got tired. I needed a break. So to see people coming in and offering their ideas of where we should go and their energy and their commitment and their loyalty, like, it is just nice, because as a small organization with a lot of volunteers and a lot of people who work a quarter time or a part time, we need that fresh energy, because you all probably know it's easy to get burnt out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we're very mindful of that, because if you are in a space where you're telling people, you might have your clients and you're telling them, wow, you need to take it easy. You need to relax.
But can I just say that?
You need some time off.
Practice what we preach, and
practice what we preach. You know, we have to have our own personal practice and personal approach. And that also helps us to better advise, because we come from our own personal space of knowing and understanding.
Yeah. And I think that's very unique to yoga therapy. I mean, I think a lot of professions say that they want their doctors or nurses or psychologists to do self-care and not get burnt out. But I think we are really committed to that with our daily practice and lifestyle changes. And frankly, telling each other, like, look, I think you're getting a little burnt out. It's time for you to go away for a little bit and take a break.
What I'll say is, like, you know, I spent a long time in the corporate world, and this is the first time I've had managers meetings, and I start with a centering. So that's how we start our managers meeting. That is important. So before you begin, let's bring yourself to this space. Let's settle down. Let's be present, you know? So we are trying really hard to practice what we preach.
Well, any last thoughts today before we end together?
I guess what I'll say is, sitar is a really magical experience. I think if you come and you join us there, that you will completely love the people that you get exposed to, the quality and the depth of knowledge. Head on over to iayt.org/sitar, and all the information is there for you. And there are ways to connect with us on our website as well. If you have any questions at all, I want to remind people about accessibility as well. If you feel like you are not able or in a position to finance, please reach out to us. We really want to have as many people, as many voices there as well. We don't want you to just not be there impeded just because of these financial constraints. We want to help in any way we can. So I hope to see you guys at sitar.
One last thing, maybe Kelly, you can answer this for me. I think it's not too early to start thinking about the Symposium of Yoga Research, which is usually in October-ish, has been at Kripala for many, many years. Oh my goodness, the food there, the ambiance, the amazing research that's coming out with therapeutic yoga and yoga therapy. So can you just tell us a tiny bit about that so people can get that date on their calendar?
Yes, absolutely. So SITAR is more of our membership conference. It's an experiential conference where you'll get to do practices and connect with people, you know, discuss. SIR is our research focused conference. There are actually, I shouldn't say it like there's not opportunities to connect, because we do have inspiring keynote speakers, and we have a interactive research poster presentation session where researchers come and you can talk to them about their work. You can ask questions about their studies. As Amy said, that happens at the Kripalu Center for Yoga and Health in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. It's going to be October 14th through 16th this year. And our call for research abstract proposals will open on April 1st. So if you're a researcher, if you're a student that's working on a case study that you want to present at SIR, keep an eye out for our website, because that call for abstract proposals is going to open April 1st. It's really a more intimate conference. Our SITAR gets a few hundred people, and SIR in the fall is about between 150, like that. So a really good opportunity to be in a smaller group, and where you do have the opportunity to interact with everyone and connect with everyone and learn the latest research in yoga therapy.
That's great. Well, thank you both, Kelly and Marita, for being here today. It's been my pleasure to see you again. And if they have any questions, Kelly, where can they reach you?
You can go to the website and use the Contact Us button to connect with IYT, and your question will be fielded to the appropriate person. You can also reach me directly at memberservices@iayt.org. It's memberservices@iayt.org.
And Marita, you have the last word.
What I would say in this whole spirit of connection is that you can connect with us on a social media, just in case that people don't know that. So we are on Instagram at iayt.org and Facebook at IAYT.org as well. We're on LinkedIn, and we have our company page as well as our group. And our group is quite large, so there are a bunch of people you can interact with. It's over 18,000 members. So you can search for International Association of Yoga Therapists. We're on YouTube at IAYT.org as well. Facebook, we have groups. So we have our page. We also have groups for our member schools and also for certified yoga therapists, in case there's anything that you want to discuss. And just reminding people out there, if you are interested in yoga therapy, you can go to our website, iayt.org. You can sign up for our newsletter. You don't have to be a member. And you can also sign up at yogatherapy.health to receive their newsletter as well. So thank you. Thank you
so much. So many opportunities for connection. Yes. Well, thank you both. I know we're all headed into an IAYT meeting right now. So thank you. Thank you. And we will see you soon. Thank you both for being with us today. It was lovely to see you again. I haven't had a chance to talk to Kelly or Marita for probably a good year now. And one thing I want to say that a lot of people don't understand about IAYT is that much of the work that's being done is being done by volunteers and by people who are working for IAYT, but they also have a whole nother career that's also happening simultaneously. And so some people are working quarter-time, part-time, full-time, but they're all working really, really hard. And I think sometimes when we call up and we need support, we forget how many hours people are putting in to bring this profession forward. So I want to thank all of the volunteers at IAYT and all of the people that are hired, but maybe they're doing a whole nother job on the side. And some of you know that I did that for many years, for 6 years on the board. And I got burnt out. It was a lot to manage my full-time job and the board position. So I want to encourage us all to be kind, to be grateful, to be appreciative of all the hard work that these people are doing to help bring yoga therapy forward. So thank you all for listening. It would not happen without all of you. And we will see you next week. Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to the Yoga Therapy Hour each week. We're building a community here, and we'd love to hear your ideas about how you would like to build more community with us. Feel free to email us at welcome@theoptimalstate.com and give us your ideas on ways that we could be of service to you and build more community. We'd love to hear from you. Again, welcome@theoptimalstate. All right. Have a great day. We'll see you soon.
A special thank you to our team here at Optimal State. We are truly a global family. George Mantuan, one of our executive producers. Adam Satchel, senior media producer and sound engineer from the Philippines. Krishna Panchal, a producer from Canada. Modupe Abdullahi, who does the show notes and is an editor for us from Nigeria. And Peter Morley, who wrote and produced the music for this show, who lives in Australia. Find more about Peter's work at www.zenmusic.biz. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.